Now, in case you missed it, a huge dust storm has been sweeping through southwestern New South Wales last week, continuing the area's dry spell. According to the Sydney Morning Herald, the dust storms could reach Sydney ahead of an expected cold front from this week, which has just created a media storm. Some outlets have even claimed that the potential sandstorm could be a repeat of the 2009 sandstorm that blanketed much of the East Coast and turned the city red. If you didn't experience that yourself, you've probably seen pictures. It's the real apocalyptic sandstorm that happened back in 2009, and you really could just hardly see 100 metres in front of you at some points. To talk to us a little bit more, I'm joined on the line now by Craig Ryan. He's a meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology. Craig, thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Tess.
So firstly, for those of us here in Sydney who haven't who might have missed this story, what exactly is happening in southwestern New South Wales?
So we've seen some quite dry and warm conditions which have out in western New South Wales, which has dried out the soil. Which has made it a lot easier for dust to be lifted from the surface when there's been some strong to gale force winds out there.
And we've heard a lot about the drought that's happening at the moment. Is this a regular occurrence, or is it related to the really bad drought?
It is linked in part to the drought. So the drying out of the soil obviously is linked to warmer, dry weather. This time of year is probably the stage of the year where we can see dust storms occur, and we certainly have seen them occur out in the southwestern parts of New South Wales.
Now, there has been a little bit of a media frenzy yesterday, particularly about sandstorms heading to Sydney. What do you think the odds are so far of copping a sandstorm here in the city?
So the conditions that we require for a sandstorm to reach Sydney itself, we would need strong to gale force northwesterly winds, particularly out in western and northwestern parts of New South Wales. At this stage, we haven't seen anything in any of our imagery to suggest that we have seen any raised dust at this point. So we're probably not expecting them to reach Sydney if anything does occur. But that's not to say that we can definitively say that it won't reach Sydney.
And another thing that I've seen reported a couple times is that this could potentially wind up in a repeat of the 2009 sandstorm that just turned everything red and got sand over everything all over the state. Is it too hard, too early to predict whether or not there's any fact in this?
Yeah, it is. It is quite difficult to know exactly where dust will be picked up from, which then makes it quite difficult to then determine where the dust will end up. But at this stage, I mean, that event was quite, special in the sense that it had a number of factors that all lined up together, which then led to that storm over Sydney. So, it would need a number of factors to combine together for that to occur again.
And if a sandstorm was to occur, or for people who are headed down to southwestern New South Wales, if anybody does have any, I guess, respiratory issues, what advice would you have for people?
It's certainly advisable that they stay indoors where possible, with windows closed, just to try and minimise the prospect of being exposed to those particles.
No worries. Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Craig Ryan, meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, having a chat with us this morning about some of the sandstorms affecting New South Wales.